Good morning, the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, where we are family. Great to have you aboard this morning. And, wow, winds up to 25 to 28 miles an hour. So very windy, rainy, and 47 degrees this morning. First thoughts, 13 and a half before 6 on this Tuesday, May 12th. The Eau Claire Area School District holding a public information session to discuss its lawsuit over funding. That'll be tonight from 4 until 5 at South Middle School in the auditorium. The Eau Claire School District, among five districts suing the state legislature, claiming the state has failed to meet its constitutional duty to provide equal educational opportunities. It alleges that years of underfunding has shifted the burden of paying for public schools to taxpayers. The school district cites failures of state legislature in the lawsuit over state funding. They apparently will answer questions at that hearing tonight. Meanwhile, also here on WWIB, if you've been listening to the Haven Today show ahead of our show these last couple of days, they've had a guest on talking about Gen Z. Good content. Well, speaking of Gen Z, correspondent Michael Harrington says some new findings on that group.
They come from the Cultural Research Institute at Arizona Christian University, and they indicate that America's youngest adults are reading the Bible more these days, and more of them are calling themselves Christians. However, a lot of their beliefs are not particularly Christian, including the feeling that biblical marriage is simply one of many acceptable options, not a mandate from God. The CRI says Gen Z is spiritually open, but far from orthodox.
Mm-hmm. All right, thank you, Michael. And finally, two more segments here. And first thoughts, that one of them is today in history. On this day in 1992, actor Robert Reed died at the age of 59. He's best known for his role as Mike Brady, the father on The Brady Bunch.
Mature and I'm logical, and I know I'm doing the right thing. Should I be nervous? What makes you think I'm nervous?
It's the first time I ever saw you take 21 spoons of sugar.
I like it sweet.
And also on this day in 1993... The Wonder Years aired for the final time on ABC.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me?
All right, and our morning devotion from Bob Goss, Live in Grace, Walk in Love, is from May 12th. On the other side of our failure is an ocean full of love and acceptance. Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Goff says, when my kids were little, every once in a while, they'd ask to go roller skating. Sweet Maria, how he refers to his wife and I, Sweet Maria and I loved to say yes, but because I was a little older and didn't roller skate very often, the next morning I was made aware of muscles I didn't even know existed. Who knew you could be so sore from going in circles on tiny wheels? Goff says, hiking up a mountain can be the same way. The next day, that uphill trudge becomes a lesson in muscles 101, and you feel like you're failing the class. But, he says, there are three things I've learned about climbing a mountain. First, there's almost always a point when you want to give up. Second, you don't get the breathtaking views until you push to the summit. And third, the summit is almost always just after the point when you want to quit. Bob Goff says, life seems to work the same way. On the other side of our failures is an expansive horizon of love and acceptance. God already told us there's nothing we can do to change the way he feels about us. He wants us to keep pushing forward, to keep climbing, because he already knows the mind-blowing view he's got waiting for us. If we need to rest for a while, that's okay. He's not disappointed. He'll just wait with us a while we're catching our breath. Don't give up. I know it's hard. Keep going. When you feel like giving up, remember, something breathtaking is only a few steps ahead. Today's question, what's your next step? What's your next move? Brenda Lindner with a birthday today. And, of course, birthday Bob and Rice Lake, her husband, messaging, WIB.com/celebration, says, Brenda's responsible for the second half of my God story. She encouraged my life at my darkest point. She became my helpmate to hold our families together. Her love for the Lord is steadfast. His timing is perfect, and we praise him for the gift of a second chance. His mercies are new every morning. Boy, we got that from Jason Crabb this morning. So great is his faithfulness. All right. Thank you, Bob. And happy birthday, Brenda. I hope it's an awesome birthday for you in Rice Lake today. Kayla lets us know that Ariana Shiwi turning 7 today. Happy 7th birthday for her. today. So, yeah, you guys are getting the hang of this. WIB.com/celebrations, WIB.com/celebrations. Randy Vandaloo letting us know that Gabe Vandaloo with a birthday today. Gabe is an energetic mountain bike enthusiast, a freshman at Fall Creek High School. Happy birthday, Gabe. And Randy with another birthday on the listener line. Let's see. Am I getting this right? I've got Vandaloo's left and right here. So, yes, Randy Vandaloo there. But then also he let me know on the listener line that wishing my granddaughter Emma happy 15th birthday in Kazakhstan as well. Well, you know, our promise of the day earlier in the hour from 365promises.com, Barry Adams' website, with a new verse and a new picture and a new Devo every day. Was Psalm 46:1, I am a very present help for you in times of trouble. So every so often we read the Devo and we got it for you this morning. Barry says, in today's promise, the psalmist declares that God is ready to help us at the very first sign of trouble. He is always with us and serves as our refuge and strength when we need shelter from the storms that come our way. He says, reading from the English Standard Version, he goes to Psalm 46:1-3. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth gives way, and sometimes it feels like it is, though the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling. Barry says, when we read the first three verses of this psalm, we can fully appreciate the result of us embracing the promise that God is a very present help for us in times of trouble, so we will not fear. Even if the earth itself gives way, we will not fear. If the mountains are thrown into the sea, we will not be afraid. Though the waters roar and the mountains tremble, we will be safe in the secret place of the Most High. Barry wraps it up by saying, in a time when natural disasters are raging and wars and rumors of wars are increasing, we need to be convinced that God is who he says he is. He is our ever-present help in times of trouble, and he promises to be our refuge and the very strength of our life. May the revelation of this promise bring peace to all of us that surpasses our understanding. Amen and amen. Thank you, Barry, for that here on WWIB. To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles,
onions, and a sesame seed bun. Well, this Sunday marks a very important anniversary, at least in the life of one Fond du Lac man, the 54th anniversary of ultimate Big Mac fan Don Gorsi's streak of eating a Big Mac every single day of his life.
That's right. A resident of Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, he's a Wisconsinite. Gorski claims the Big Mac constitutes 90 to 95% of his total solid food intake.
I feel like we give you an update on this every year. He is still living. Gorski claims that after getting his first car, the first place he went to was the McDonald's on Military Road in Fond du Lac on May 17th, 1972.
Yeah, and so then he purchased and ate three Big Macs at lunchtime.
That's a big lunch.
Uh-huh.
He returned two more times to consume nine Big Macs okay. The same day he discovered the burger. You ever have something, it's like, wow, that's fantastic. I could eat X amount of those. Nine Big Macs in one day. That's how much he loved it.
Caleb, it was love at first bite. He further claims to have eaten 265 Big Macs the following month, an average of 8.5 a day.
He must have kept that McDonald's location in business. Now, Don Gorski continued eating Big Macs on a daily basis. He ate his 30,000th Big Mac on May 4th of 2018. That was 8 years ago.
Huh. On May 17th, 2022, 4 years ago, Don celebrated 50 years of eating Big Macs.
And then last year on March 15th, Mr. Gorski ate his 35,000th Big Mac.
Hmm. Wow.
It's just...
It's a crazy story.
It's really... It's a good burger. It's a good burger. But I don't know if there's anything I'd want to eat on a daily basis and end up with 35,000 of them and counting. But good for Don. He found something he likes.
We have talked to him on the show many years ago. It's been a while. We'll have to track him down again someday. Wow. That is quite the accomplishment.
It's time for Tuesday Trivia here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, our family. How about another opportunity to win an I Can Only Imagine digital movie download? I Can Only Imagine 2, more specifically. Maybe you saw that in the movie theater and want to see it again. Maybe you didn't see it. Maybe you missed out. We can send you this digital download wherever you might be in Western or Central Wisconsin. But first, you have to answer our question at 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. It's this. What happens about 150 times per year? This happens about 150 times per year. What is it? 715-723-2555. What happens about 150 times per year?
People are calling right away. They think they know they want the prize. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Jay Moreau calling from Ladysmith, Wisconsin.
Hi, Jay. What's your guess?
Birthdays.
The birthdays, 150 times per year. Is that what we're looking for?
Sorry, Jay.
Thank you for the call from Ladysmith. 715-723-2555. What happens about 150 times per year? This happens about 150 times per year for a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2.
723-2555, 723-2555. Birthdays are only guests so far. Keep it going here. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name's Lindsay from Fall Creek.
Hi, Lindsay.
I would guess raining.
Oh, that
like having it rain outside.
Oh, that it rains 150 times per year. And depending on where you're at in the country, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might even feel like more of that if you're out in Seattle or something. Is it raining 150 times per year? What happens 150 times per year? Is it raining?
It's not. Sorry.
Now, I get plausible guess, as always. You guys guess some great things, just not what we're looking for here.
723-2555, Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show for this May 12th. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nadine from Makana.
Hi, Nadine. Good to hear from you.
Good morning. Is it like county fairs?
Oh, yeah. Okay. County fairs. Those are, love the Barron County Fair. That's what I grew up with.
Yeah. Northern Wisconsin State Fair, the Eau Claire County Fair. Could that be it? No, sorry.
Thank you, Nadine. This happens about 150 times per year for a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. We'll send it right to you.
To the phones we go again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's me, Jay, again.
All right, Jay.
Hey, Jay.
I was wondering,
Could it be a car crash? It's something you wonder about. Could it be a car crash? This happens about 150 times per year.
Jay, there's too many car crashes, don't you think?
Now that I think about it, there's too many drunk people in this world.
Okay.
I
could that be it? That's not it. Sorry.
Thank you, Jay. Feel free to call us back, bud. This happens about 150 times per year. What is it? 715-723-2555.
All right, we'll give you three more guesses if you got it in you. 723-2555. What happens about 150 times a year?
This happens about 150 times per year. 715-723-2555. Guess away.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Well, looks like you guys just love picking up my calls.
I guess we do, Jay. Go ahead.
Your third try.
Okay, so I'm going to say this quick because someone else is calling me. I was thinking... Maybe people get struck by lightning.
That's a good guess, Jay.
That's a very good guess.
We don't want to keep you on the air because I know you got to get to that other call. You're a busy man.
That's not it, Jay. Thanks.
Good guess, though. Good guess. People getting struck. I wonder how many people do get struck by lightning per year. Jay, you've made me think. Now I'm going to look that up.
And I wonder if Jay will get through this segment again. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rick in La Crosse.
Hi, Rick. What's your guess?
I'm going to say earthquakes.
Earthquakes, 150 earthquakes a year.
That's a terrific guess. Unfortunately, that is not what we're looking for.
One guess left. This happens about 150 times per year.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Maya from Eau Claire.
All right, Maya, what do you think?
Is it meteor showers?
Is it meteor showers?
Yeah, you got to think of something that's just, you know, not overly common, 150 times a year. Unfortunately, that is not it.
If inquiring minds want to know, according to the Google, an estimated 240,000 people are injured by lightning each year.
Huh.
That's crazy.
240,000?
Yeah, with an approximately 24,000 fatalities.
I had no idea.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
Wow.
So again,
careful out there.
That's apparently way more common than we expected. So watch it if you're golfing, if there's lightning. Take cover. All right, we'll try this again after 8:15 for that free digital download of I Can Only Imagine 2, a movie Caleb and I both give thumbs up to.
715-723-2555 is the number to call for Tuesday trivia here in the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, We Are Family. Caleb and Halvo with you working on this question from last hour as we try to solve Tuesday trivia on a Tuesday for once and send somebody a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2. Here's the question. What happens about 150 times per year? This happens about 150 times per year. 715-723-2555 to guess.
All right, people are ready to guess. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jerry from Augusta.
Jerry, go ahead.
Is it a bill is passed?
A bill is passed. Okay. Takes a while to get through the various committees and subcommittees and such. Is it a bill is passed 150 times per year?
Sorry, that's not what we're looking for.
I think well thought out, though.
No, and she did a good job. She didn't specify in Madison or D.C., just said a bill is passed.
Sure.
You know, so, all right. 715-723-2555. Keep those guesses coming for that free digital download for I Can Only Imagine 2. What happens about 150 times a year?
This happens about 150 times each year. What in the world could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Bob from Eau Claire.
Hey, Bob. Good to hear from you, friend. What do you think?
Meteor. Meteor hitting the Earth.
Was that guessed?
We've had meteor shower, but a meteor actually making impact with the Earth. Because a meteor shower, I think, would be celestial.
Right.
But yeah, meteor impact.
Could that be it? It's not. Sorry, Bob.
Thank you for the guess.
723-2555. What are we looking for? What happens 150 times a year?
This happens about 150 times per year. What happens about 150 times per year? 715-723-2555. A free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2 is up for grabs.
We try it now. We try it after 8:45. Try it again tomorrow after 7:15. And then the clue doesn't come till after 7:45, typically. And that's what we're holding to. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Eau Claire.
Hey, Desmond, what do you think?
Is it a flood or a tsunami?
A flood or a tsunami?
Yeah.
This happens about 150 times per year. We've had earthquake guests. We haven't had flood or tsunami.
Yeah.
Is that what it could be, 150 times a year?
Sorry, Desmond.
Thank you, Desmond, for the call. 715-723-2555.
All right. Are you guys all guessed out? We'll take three more. 723-2555. What happens about 150 times a year?
150 times per year this happens. What is it? 715-723-2555 to guess.
They've covered a lot of things already, Caleb. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Bob from Eau Claire again.
All right, Bob, you're determined. What do you think?
A man puts the toilet seat down.
Worldwide, yes. Across the globe.
It doesn't happen a lot. I've been complimenting my wife for being good at that, but that is not. She's like, you know, you had a mom and a couple of sisters, and so you must have learned that. So, all right, 723-2555. Two more tries. I think Bob just made the best of the week, though. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Terry from Augusta.
All right, Terry.
Is it wildfire?
A wildfire. Yeah. Lots of different natural disasters. Mm-hmm. Yes, could that be tracked in the right direction? Is it what we're looking for?
It's not.
That's not it. Thank you. Appreciate the call from Augusta.
Down to one final guess here before moving on to after 8:45 here on the Tuesday edition of the Wib Wake Up Show.
Shout out to Augusta, by the way, just out there to cover softball mm-hmm. the other day. Very welcoming, wonderful community. Appreciated them very much.
Terrific. All right, you're the last guesser. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, Fortuna.
And what do you think?
Is it a hurricane?
Is it a hurricane? This happens about 150 times per year. Is it a hurricane? And I think very plausible, Havel, because some of those make landfall, some don't, thankfully. Is it 150 times per year a hurricane?
People are determined that it's some kind of natural disaster, and that is not what we're looking for.
Thank you for the guesses, and we'll try again in 20-ish minutes here on the Wib Wake Up Show.
All right, good job, everybody. At least trying. You're narrowing the field. We're learning the things that it's not. That's important, right? We're going to find out what it is.
Tuesday Trivia, try number three here on the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel, WWIB. What happens about 150 times per year? This happens about 150 times per year. We have a free digital movie download of I Can Only Imagine 2 for you if you get it right.
723-2555, 723-2555. We've had a lot of good guesses from young and older, and we welcome some more here on WWIB. See if we can get a winner still today.
715-723-2555. Answer this question, your best guess. What happens about 150 times per year? This happens about 150 times per year. 715-723-2555 for a chance to win that free digital movie download. We can send it to you wherever you might be. You don't even have to pick it up. We'll email it to you, and you can enjoy I Can Only Imagine 2 at home.
We can get a winner from La Crosse or Superior or Hudson or Wausau, whatever. We can get it to you. 723-2555, 723-2555.
We've heard from Ladysmith, Fall Creek, McConnell, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Augusta so far. Have we heard from you? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. what happens about 150 times per year. Some of the guesses so far are birthdays, it rains, county fairs, car crashes, people getting struck by lightning, earthquakes, meteor showers, a bill is passed, a meteor hitting the earth, tsunamis, a man putting the toilet seat down, wildfires, or hurricanes. None of those were correct. Not what we were looking for. 715-723-2555 for your guess.
Anybody with a guess this morning? All right, there we go. 723-2555, 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Richard in Holman.
Hi, Richard. What do you think?
Honk your car horn.
Ah, yeah.
Okay, sure.
That's good, yeah, right.
Honking the horn.
Somebody maybe did a study on that. That is not what we're looking for, but good try.
Good to hear from Holman. 715-723-2555. Where will we hear from next? What happens about 150 times per year?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Marion from Tony.
Hi, what do you think?
Meteor shower.
Meteor showers. We had that guess already.
That's been guessed, Marion. You can guess again if you've got a backup guess. You still there? Oh, we lost Marion. All right, call us back, Marion. This happens about 150 times per year. This happens about 150 times per year. What could it be?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Annette from Mondovi.
Hi, Annette. Thanks for calling. What do you think?
I wonder if it could be quadruple births.
Quadruple births.
Quadruple births.
What makes you say that?
Well, I thought it had to be something for the whole world, and it's not something you hear about every day.
It is not something you hear about every day. I think Govins mentioned they had like quads, like quadruplets born, right, for lambs.
I think so.
But doesn't happen very often in the human world.
Could that be it?
You're correct.
You got it. Way to go, Annette.
Really?
Yes.
You are absolutely, she's just a surprise. Yes, this happens about 150 times per year in the U.S. We will now add that caveat as we were going to save it for a clue later on. But 150 times per year, quadruplets are born in the United States. Congratulations, Annette.
You skipped over triplets.
Well, thank you very much.
You skipped over triplets and said, yeah, maybe that's too common. I'm going to go right quadruplets, huh?
There you go. Tuesday trivia solved on a Tuesday right at the 11th hour.
Yes. Way to go. All right, hold the line.
Well, thank you.
We'll get our information from you and Annette, the winner there in Mondovi.